land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into today's show, third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on this Friday, October 27th, 2023 edition. Greatly appreciate all the text messages. I cannot get to all of them. This is okay. I cannot read all of these text messages from this last hour of discussion and all your points. So I greatly apologize. I got 2-3 from Kim. I got 2 or 3 from Randy. I got text messages all over the place. Texas Red. The Dems need World War III to skip the election next year. Going to happen whether we like it or not. Just like the weather. I hope and pray you're wrong. But if this is what they think, the tail that's wagging the dog, that they're going to allow World War III to be justification for canceling the election because we need Biden in the Oval Office to participate as the commander-in-chief in this war, we can't afford to change administrations in the middle of a war like this, folks, that would trigger a revolution in this country like you have never seen before. And I'm talking about even the initial Revolutionary War that created our country back starting in 1775. You're not going to cancel next year's election. It's not going to happen. And if you think it's going to happen, you very well may trigger another revolt against the government. I'm not advocating for it. I'm not saying I'm going to lead it. I'm not saying it is going to happen. But you're not going to mess with our elections. It's not going to happen. Well, Randy, you have never lived during a world war. You were born in 1958. World War II was over in 1945. I understand. I totally get it. But you're not going to tell us that we're not going to have an election because we got to keep the current occupant of the Oval Office in that chair. Not going to happen. We are going to have a new president. We are going to have new leadership in this state, at least in the House after next year's election and in all of our counties. We're going to do it county by county in this listening area. Yes, we're going to do it in Antrim. We're going to do it in Charlevoix. We're going to do it in Emmett. We are going to do it in Otsego. We are going to do it in Presque Isle. We are going to do it in Sheboygan. We're going to do it in Mackinac and Chippewa. We are going to do it. We will get new leadership, new elected officials, or the ones that we decide to keep. They will do our will as to what we want in standing up to this tyrannical governor and the Democrats' agenda. We are going to do it. And there may be even some elected officials that get replaced next year. Some of them just got elected. Well, one of the people that's going to be involved in that process is Todd Smallenberg, and he's coming on in the next segment. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with Todd.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number three. Joining us on the line is announced and filed candidate for the 106th State House seat. Todd Smallenberg's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning to you, sir. How are you today?
We're doing good. I was surprised while I was having the rib special at Manzana's last night in Onaway that I met with some folks that were involved in the Christmas tree cutting there in Onaway, the big, large Christmas tree that's going to be down in Lansing at the state capitol, was harvested from Onaway. And I thought that was really, really cool that the commission, this committee, chose Onaway's tree to be cut down. And I found it very funny as he explained to me that he literally had to start the chainsaw and show State Representative Cam Cavett how to use it to actually cut the tree down, and had to teach him and tutor him on how to do it. I just thought it was funny. And they harvested the tree, and it's on a trailer. It's heading down to Lansing, and it's going to be put up. But manufactured, harvested, grown, and taken down right there from the 106th House District. I thought that was kind of a cool story yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard it on the radio that it was selected, and I thought, what a great honor and what a great representation for the state coming from Onaway.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things, Todd, that happened, and we've already talked about this, the recall effort requiring signatures, enough valid signatures to put him on a recall election ballot, failed. And now we're just into a regular primary election that you will be challenging Cam Cavett for that seat, the 106th House. And I just wanted to talk to you and find out, are you actively campaigning at this point? Are you actively going around and talking to groups and doing fundraising events and things like that? What is the current status of your campaign for the 106th House seat?
D, all of the above of what you just said, Randy. I'm actually out there. We've got a great event coming up on November 4th. We have a breakfast at the fundraiser for the VFW and my campaign in Alpena at 2900 Connon Street in Alpena at the VFW Hall at 11 a.m.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be out there tonight in Alpena for Trunk or Treat, handing out candies and some of my literature for the parents, and candies for the kids. And then also I plan on being up in Sheboygan at Cat Fisher's Bait and Tackle, doing the same thing on Tuesday for Trunk or Treat, handing out candies for the kids and some literature for the parents.
Excellent, excellent. So now this this event on the 4th, now that's not this Saturday, a week from Saturday, 11 o'clock, and that is, I'm sorry, did you say VFW?
Yeah, the VFW Hall in Alpena at 11 a.m.
11 o'clock on Saturday, November 4th.
Yes.
A lot of people, I have one listener, Bo, there in Indian River. He has some property on, I believe he's on M68 and or M33. I forget which road he's on. But they're looking for 4x8s. Has your campaign been able to afford the larger 4x8 signs yet?
Randy, I just ordered yesterday, actually.
Okay.
So specifically for those 4x8s, I ordered a couple up, so I will be getting one out to Bo here, hopefully within the next couple weeks as soon as they come in.
Excellent, excellent. Because I've seen your yard signs. I was in district yesterday. I started over in the Indian River area heading toward Onaway. And I was surprised to see yard signs out there already. And people can reach out to your campaign if they want a yard sign, if they want literature, if they want to get a hold of you. What's the best way, Todd, for people to do that?
Yeah, go to my website, electsmallenberg.com, and it's got my you can email me. You can go ahead and, put in information in there to join the team. I drive all over the place, so when people ask for signs, I drive out there and get the signs out there to them, literature, and meet groups. People want me to come in and meet groups, I'll be more than happy to. Any churches, VFW halls, American Legion, the commissioners meetings, whatever they want, so people know who I am, what I stand for, and my principles and my policies.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's elect, and I'm going to spell for you the last name, SMALENBERG.com. ElectSmallenberg.com is the website. If you'd like me to text you that link, just text me Todd, and I'll send you back the link. You can go to his website. One of the things, Todd, that I think is interesting, as the current congressman, Jack Bergman, threw his hat in the ring for Speaker and got knocked out quickly in the very first round of that process in Washington, D.C. But he is himself personally supporting your opponent, the current incumbent state representative. And I just wanted to follow up with you. Haven't talked to you about this in a while, you know, even off the record, just you and I talking. So what the heck? You know, let's do it on the radio. What's happening in that dynamic? Why do you see that happening? And why do you think he's supporting a non-veteran when he runs on and absolutely uses the veterans? I'm talking about Congressman Jack Bergman. He uses the veterans because of his past service to the country. I'm not belittling that service, but he politically uses the veterans. Why is he supporting a non-veteran, knowing full well, I mean, just look at your body. You can tell you served our country and sacrificed for it. What's going on with that dynamic? Can you explain that to the audience?
As far as I can tell is, you know, both Cavett and DeMoose were handpicked by Bergman for the, you know, for the taking over the throne, per se, of moving up when Bergman retires, because, you know, they're part of the Uniparty. They go along to get along. They're out there for themselves, not to fix the problems. And so I'm coming along and I'm throwing a wrench in their plan, because I'm not there for the Uniparty. I'm not there for the lobbyists or the special interests. I'm there for the people. I took my oath and I took that seriously throughout my whole entire adult life. And I'm here for the American people and the Constitution. And they wanted to go along, get along, and keep the status quo. So that way they maintain their power and their money, instead of doing what's the right thing and fixing the issues here in the state.
Well, it's kind of interesting because there is a hierarchy. You know, you start off as either a county commissioner or a drain commissioner, and then you become a state rep, and maybe you serve one term as a state rep, and then you get elevated because of timing to being a state senator, led by a congressman that's, let's face it, you know, he's getting up there in age and his bank account is growing. So, you know, maybe it's time to, you know, enjoy life and go into retirement. So he announces his retirement and endorses the state senator to replace him in Washington, and then endorses the state rep to take over the state Senate seat. So you're actually saying you think this is a well thought out actual plan, a strategy that they the Bergman campaign has put together?
I do. In whoever is controlling Bergman, which I think we all know who that is all part of that plan. Because when I confronted Cam about the how the talk is that he's going to move up, he absolutely denied it. And I told him, well, if that's the case, perception's reality. You need to, you know, move away from that. And then when we were in Sheboygan and he was confronted on the star pack of Bergman's, given the $5,000, the one that's supposed to support veterans, and he said he'd have to look at the bylaws, he said, well, everyone knows Jack Bergman supports me. So he Cam does this all the time. He says one thing and he contradicts himself right away there, because Cam is just, he is Bergman's puppet. He is there to do exactly what Bergman tells him to do. And just like his spokesperson had to speak for him when confronted on a star pack, he couldn't even speak for himself, only saying that they're lies. And I destroyed that narrative because I broke it down. All the information's there. The hyperlinks are there. And people can decide who's the liar and who's telling the truth.
Right, exactly. Well, one other component to this that I think people are going to realize is your message is resonating with leadership within the county parties. Out of the five and a half, whatever it is, counties that is represented, four of those counties, Republican parties have already come out and endorsed your candidacy for that race next year, and only his home county of Sheboygan hasn't done it as of yet, because of the loyalists and the friends. And I mean, Cam is a great guy. I've known him for years. Vicky and I've had you remember Gobblers over there in Gaylord? You know, Vicky and I had a turkey dinner with them. you know, and I took him ivermectin for him and his wife when they got COVID. You know, I put ivermectin in the plastic syringes and I put them in Ziploc bags and I drove them to his house and put it in his mailbox. I was so freaked out about the situation back then, the pandemic, that I gave ivermectin to help him and his wife, you know, recover from it. You know, I mean, this is not somebody. I had somebody say to me last night, we were having dinner with in Manzanas, and said, you really hate Cam, don't you? I'm like, no, that's not true. Well, you're not supporting him. No, I'm not. I asked him to come on the show before the primary, and he wouldn't do it. Why? Because Bergman's handlers, I believe Tony List, his alcoholic chief of staff, told him, don't you go anywhere near Trucker Randy's show. And it's like, you know what, Cam, after our friendship and all these years of knowing one another, and you don't trust that I would be fair with you and give you an opportunity to talk about why you're running, you know what? I'm just done with the whole process. I'm done with Bergman. I'm done with Tony List. I'm done with these people. And Todd, you know, God bless you, brother. I just greatly appreciate you standing up and doing the right thing for the people of the 106th.
I appreciate that very much, Randy, because like I told you at the beginning, I didn't come back home to do this, but I feel compelled to because, like you said, I don't think he's a bad guy. He's just not the right guy. He's not a representative, and he's not there to do the right thing. And we need people, average citizens, to start running to fix these problems because these people are not going to fix it.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other caveat to it. Kind of interesting, a little twist on his name. The vote for the speaker and what they're doing right now in this lame duck session, yeah, that's what I'm calling it, even though it's before an election. A week from Tuesday, November 7th, two Democrat state representatives, as you know, 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans, from a week from this Tuesday, Todd, they're going to get elected mayor of Warren and Westland, and they're going to have to resign their seats. It's going to be gridlock. It's going to be 54-54, and they are not going to continue legislative session. They're going to trigger the 90 days immediate effect of all these bills that they've passed that Cam Cavett and John DeMuth had absolutely no amendments. Not one amendment of theirs was adopted and passed by the Democrats. But yet he voted for the Speaker Joe Tate, a Democrat. What good did it do him in doing that?
Nothing. You know, the only thing he's bragging about is getting the cemetery for veterans moved. And I'll tell you, talking to the VFW and the Legion guys, they're livid about that. And they're saying that's not a done deal. But it's you're moving a veteran for dead veterans cemetery, and let's concentrate on the living veterans and their families, you know, and I confronted him on that. I said, then why are you voting with them? Why are you helping them, Cam, if you and yourself are saying that you can't get anything through and yet you're helping them? How about exactly. We stand on principle and just be men of principle and do what we say we're going to do and represent the people that elect us because of what we're telling them we're going to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I will offer the same time to Cam anytime he wants to come on. All you got to do, Cam, is reach out to me. I'll give you equal opportunity. You can counter much of what I said and what Todd just said, and it's an open mic. So we'll leave it at that. Again, the website is electsmallenberg.com. If you want the link, text me Todd, and I'll send you the link. Stay strong, brother. We'll see you out there on the campaign trail.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Chuck Randy Bishop. Last half hour, we'll be right back.